Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 30th. The grains closed mixed with December corn steady, 348 and three quarters. January beans, we're switching our comments to January now. January down 2 cents, 984 and a half, and December wheat down 2.5 cents at 424 and three quarters. We opened the beans higher and immediately sold off. Looks like the rains in Brazil are a little bit better than what they were talking about, but I'm surprised we were really lower. We had a really strong bean export number this morning. It was 2.5 million metric tons. Corn was light, 517. Wheat was light, 315. But I thought the beans could have done better here. The dollar's down 37 ticks. Again, I thought we should have seen a little bit better action here. The funds are still long, 50,000 contracts of beans, less than what I think people were thinking they were, but they're still incredibly short corn, 180, 185,000 contracts, short 80, 85,000 wheat. If we could get something that could trigger these funds in, we would have one heck of a rally, but so far there's nothing fundamentally that's scaring these guys to come in. The Brazilian weather is fairly benign this week, so we don't see any real problems there, but we'll get tonight's crop progress reports. We'll see how far behind the corn is. If the corn is still, you know, 20 points behind, it might cause a little bit of a jump in the market. If beans are still behind, might cause a little spark, but we need something out here to trigger these funds. Now, tomorrow's first notice day in the beans, as we've mentioned. Maybe we'll see a low tomorrow. We generally make contract lows the first week of the month, so maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere in that time frame, maybe we make lows in the corn and the wheat. We have a double bottom on D's corn of 422 and a half. We'll see if that holds. But we still need some kind of catalyst to get this market to rally out here. And we just don't see any bullish news enough, and beside the export numbers, which the market wants to ignore, to push this thing higher. So we'll see what the reports are. We'll be back in the morning. Have a good day.